we're in Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, the Mishnah. Rishayne hoya halulev nitol b'migdash shiva. Zman abayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav was taken 7 days. It's makom lefnei Hashem alakechem shiva shiomim. B'medina yom echad. But chutz from the Beis HaMikdash was only taken 1 day. That because lekachtem lachem b'yom rishayn. Mishachorev Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai She'elulav Nitlo B'medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made a takone that the lulav should be taken Chutz LaMikdash also Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. That's one takone. A second takone V'shiyayim HaNeif Kuloi Osa. That the day of Hanofas HaOmer, that means the 16th day in Nisan. So the halacha was that Bizman Abayis, when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we were able to be Makav the Omer, so that Kavas HaOmer was Mater Chodesh. Bizman, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kavas HaOmer, so Me'ikar Adin, as soon as it becomes day, also the chodosh should become mutter. The etzem ayoyim is matter chodosh. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a takone that the whole day, since there's no kol ben oimer, the whole day is also bechodosh. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Barishoyne o yelulav nitl b'migdash shive. Tersiv usmachtam lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yomim." ובמדינה יום אחד, תפסיבו לקחתם לכם ביום הראש, ושיום הנף כולו יוסו, יום הנוף עשויים וכולו יוסו לכו מן החודש. ומידה רייס, שהיר מזרח מוטה, מן התאיר עשוין, זה בקומס די את מוטה. כדמרינם במנוחז, כוסב אחד דוימר, עד עצם היום הזה, וכוסב אחד דוימר, עד הביחם. One pasuk says that as soon as it becomes day, it's mutter. Another pasuk says it becomes mutter through that kavas oimer. Okay, it said bizman habayis oimer mata, bizman shein oimer etzem ayoy mata. Frag the gemara minolon the avdinin zeichel amigdash that is inyin. Of Zeichel HaMikdash, the Omer Kro, the Pasuk says as follows, Yale Aruch Aloch. Rabbi Shalom says, He'll give us a refuah, Memakei Sayech HaPoich, Num Hashem, Ki Nidocho Koru Loch, Tzien Hidoyrish Ein Lo, Meklal Deboi Drishem. Zot Rashi, Seifa Dikro, Tzien Hidoyrish Ein Lo. The Yom Teruah seems to say, Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom is Muchan, to be Merapet Tziyayim, to be Merapet Klal Yisrael, to be Goyal Klal Yisrael, only if there will be a Deirish L'Tziyayim. If Klal Yisrael will make a Zeichel HaMikdash, then the Rabbeinu Shloilom is Allah Ruch Aloch Mikaisayich El Pois. The Chassam Sefer says, so number one, we see from this pasuk that there's definitely an inyan to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. But number two, the Chassam Sefer says, with this we can understand the hemshech of the two takonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had made. The first takona was a Zeichel HaMikdash. And then after he made a Zeichel HaMikdash, so now we can hope to the binyan abayis, we can hope that for a gula to come quickly. So therefore, he was mesakan a second takana v'sheyoyim ha'neif kulay osa, as the Gemara will say later, shema yibona hamigdosh. That now we can hope and expect shema yibona hamigdosh. So therefore, he asked sheyoyim ha'neif kulay osa. The sfas emes is ma'ira. How was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai permitted to make such a takona of that the Medina we should take the Lulav Shiva Lachaira, why isn't one Oiva Bal Tosef? Just like we had before, Hayoshan Bishmini Yilke, and he's Oiva in Alts Bal Tosef. If he's Mechavel a Mitzvah, he's Oiva Bal Tosef. So Lachaira, this Takone Gufe, Lachaira, he's adding on the Mitzvah Begvulin is one day, and he's adding on another 6 days. L'chayri mechavon l'mitzvah the other 6 days. So why aren't you over about Tosef? He wants to be mitzadet to say, could be, that's why the Gemara brings the pasuk, menolon davdin en zeichel emigdush. It could be that from this pasuk we learn a heter. The pasuk is telling us a chiyuv to make a zeichel emigdush. And therefore that, so therefore, when we're doing it, it's not called that we're Moisef. It's not called that we're Moisef. This is the Hayroa Sakra. He's Mesupik, if that's a good territory.
My time, Mehere Yibone Beis HaMikdosh. Some Sefer says, the Psagavaldic Yibolt. That we mentioned before that the Pasuk seems to say that the Ikov and the Geula was that there was no Zeichel HaMikdosh. Mitzad Klal Yisrael Ki Ala Ruchaloch. But the problem was that Tiyani Deirish Einlo. The problem was that Klal Yisrael and Golos did not make a Zeichel HaMikdosh. So he says that is the Emshech of these two Takonis. That since Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takone she lulav nitl b'medina shiba zeichel amigdosh. So memela now we could hope that mehera yibona beis amigdosh, that the beis amigdosh could be built very soon, b'yayim room, and there could come about a kilkul. Eshtaket miloy achalnu beheya mizoch. If things would be the way they are oiskalt na pidini deraise. So it would have been that bisman chuben abayis were permitted to eat chodosh from heir amizrach. And heir yibone beis amigdosh achshav nami necho. So people will continue eating chodosh tezayin nissen from the morning. But the yodi, they won't put two and two together. They won't realize the ishtakeh lehave oimer. The previous years, there wasn't a korban oimer. Heyer mizrach hita. So heyer mizrach was mata. Vahash the deika oimer mata. But now that we have a beis hamikdash, so we need hakrovas oimer to be mata. So memele, that is why he made a takone that there shouldn't be a kilkul. V'mehere yibona hamikdash, that afal pikein, chodosh is also. So therefore, know that there shouldn't be a kilkul. She yibone beis hamikdash b'mehera. So he said, therefore, that people should not eat chodosh the whole day. So when the beis hamikdash will be built, they won't come lidei kilkul. Frag the Gemara, the mivnei emes. When are we chayish that mehera yibone hamikdash? Ilayme de ivnei b'shitza, that it will be built the 16th day in Nisan, Harei Heyer Mizrachita. It was built on the 16th day, so as soon as it became morning already, there was no Beis HaMikdosh, so we have already a heter of Heyer HaMizrach. That's a Mayim Hazeh, that alone is Mata. Elo Divni Bechameisa Mechatzayis Hayoyim Olaholon Lishterid. Elo Divni Bechameisa. No, we'll say that after the Beis HaMikdosh was built, in the 15th day of Nisan, and some Mamela, so now, built the 15th day, in the 16th day, Chodosh won't become Mutter till the Bimak of the Oimer. In fact, the Gemara Mechatzai Sayyayim Olaholom Lishteri. So when Rabbi Yechon and Benzaki made the Takone, why did he say the whole day is also? Because Meheri Yebona Beis HaMikdosh, he should say that it's also Tul Chatzais, because Kshe Yebona Beis HaMikdosh, it will be Mutter by Chatzais. Tosnan Olchoikim Mutorim Mechatzois Ayoim Ulaholom. The people who were far away from Yerushalayim and were unaware if they were Makiv the Kol Benayma, if they weren't Makiv the Kol Benayma, so we say that from Chatzois they are permitted to eat Chodosh Lefi She'ein Bezden Mis'atzlem Boy. So they can be assured that by Chatzois the Kolben was Nikrav already. Say Bezoi, so if the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the first day Yontiv, so the first day Chalamoid, Chodosh will be Mutter Mechatzois Yayim Olaholam. So why did he ask her the whole day? So the Gemara answers, Lo Nitzacha de Ivni Achmeisa Tomach Lashkiyah, Sachamo. We're afraid it might be built at the end of the day. Oy Nami de Nivni Belelya, or it be built at night, the night of the 16th day, and we'll see in Rashi, so since it had occurred so late, they will not have time to make the Ktsira Sa'ima and the preparations that it should be able to be Nikrav by Chatzais of Tezayin. Chassam Sofer brings down from one of the Meforshim that in Zayir HaKodesh it says that Mulchemes Amolek will be Yud Dalet Nissen. Chazal tell us that before Binyan Abayis we need Mulchemes Amolek. Memela, that's why the Gemara, when the Gemara is Mefalpo, when the Binyan Habayis will be, so the Gemara starts from Tesvov Nisan, Tesvov by day, Tesvov by night, the Tesvov by day, or by the Shkia, or Oyle Tezayin. That's after Yudalad Nisan, which is Mu'usid for Mechiyas Amolek. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, my time me gozer alay. Why did he make a gzeire that chodosh is also? The evening aimish yelon ulochosh achshav lekach. Hey, hey, mizrachite, to loy hoyo mizbeach. Since there wasn't a mizbeach, so hey, a mizrachite. Rashi did not speak about the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Tachois, that, I mean, if there would be a mizbeach, so then you could be makrib on the Mizbeach. There's a machloikis if behold Kedusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shata V'Kitcha L'Osid Lovi. According to that, man the Yomar, as I, the Rambam in Perek Yud Alochist at Ezvov, says makriven kol bonoi skulon afa pi she'en shem bayis bonoi. That's what the Rambam passes. That's what L'Chir Rashi means also. Rashi says, that here heir mizrachite the loy hoya mizbeach. There wasn't a mizbeach. Why should it would be a mizbeach? So then you don't need a bias. It'd be a mizbeach. So then you could be makav doim already, and then the heir mizrach would not be matter. Ela divni b'chameisa shayeshus liktzer b'meitzoy yontev leviyay lemochel kemitzvosoy. So then heir mizrach is not matter. Frag de Gemara, mechatzeis hayoim ola holon lishteri. Hashta, vola ligzele Rabbi Yechanan, ella ad chatzeis hayoim. So Rabbi Yechanan was geyser. So he should only be geyser till chatzeis. Virinami mehere yebone. Vyoim ru ishtaket mi ola yachalnu, mechatzeis hayoim ola holon. Hashta nami nechol shaper ochli. If the gzeira was you're not permitted to eat till chatzeis, so that no kilpul will come about when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. ואפילו אחרי כמירושלים שלי רואה קרבוסה יש להם לסמך דבר די קורף כבר, וממה אחרי כמו ימתורים בזמן הבייס מחצי סיים ולעולו. And for the Gemara לצריכי דאיבני סומך לשקיע סחמה דחמסה, אינה מדיבני בלילה. אבי יחנן חוישש, ושמו ייבונה סומך לשקיע סחמה, אוי בלאו שישה עושה, אחצי הלילה, איסמך לבויקרוי, שלא ישוס לקצי רוסוי. Then after the binyan, there will not be sufficient time to cut the yoyim aviv. Behuvoi, be'evav shalkloim, then they used to dry it out. Utchinosoi, and then they grounded, v'akadosoi, and they sifted it, v'akravosoi, atratsois. And it'll take much later than that. V'havi rigili lemeichel chodosh mechatzeis ayoim bizman hazeh, if the takone of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai would have been that one is not permitted to eat chodosh till chatzeis, but from chatzeis and vayta one is permitted to eat chodosh, is bizman hazeh osi lemeichel, v'havi rigili lemeichel chodosh mechatzeis ayoim bizman hazeh, nami ahu. So they'll eat chodosh then also. For of the Yisure, then there'll be Oiva and Issa, because then we have a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Oimer is not, the Oimer, then chodosh is not mutter till HaKrovos Oimer. Fregt Rashi, vim toime eichi mashkachas lo de ivni b'chameser b'yontif. The Gemara says we're afraid might be built chamesa, that's yomtev, or the evening belelia, or it might be built oil liyom tezayin. For kaimelom b'mesecha shvuis, tein binyan beis hamikdash loy biyomtev v'loy belayla. So memela is, so such a possibility is tamazayin z'nishtovas declaring, because we're not b'ayinu the beis hamikdash biyomtev or belayla. Rashi answers, "Hani mili binyan b'day Adam, avo binyan ha'osid lovoi b'day shamayimu." This is a binyan b'day shamayim, so this could occur sai on yomtev and sai b'layla. In Chiddush Rav Shloime, is ma'irer on this Rashi, he says as follows. He says, Bishloime, the cloud that ain't binyan beis hamikdash biyontif. So their pshat is that binyan beis hamikdash is not doichi yontif. There's an issa, you're not allowed to do malach in yontif. So binyan beis hamikdash is not doichi yontif. So Mamela Rashi says, so that's if we are building. We're building the beis hamikdash, you're not allowed to build it biyontif. So Rashi says, that's no problem. Hani mili binyan b'day odom. Avo binyan osid lovoi bidei shemayim. It's a binyan bidei shemayim. So there's no problem. There's an isodike problem over there. So there's no isodike problem because it will be bidei shemayim. But l'chayre is the taina is that there's the second taina what Rashi asked. Ain binyan beis hamikdash balaylo. It's not an issa. Beif Shadis, it's a pasles. We'll learn that b'yoyim hokim es ha-mishkon, that a kom es ha-mishkon can only be b'yoyim. That is a seder in binyan ha-mishkon. A kom es ha-mishkon can only be b'yoyim. So it can only be b'yoyim, so what's gate me wrong that it's not a binyan b'day odom, it's a binyan b'day shamayim, but this is a pasles. In binyan ha-migdash, the migdash has to be hukam b'yayim. If it wasn't hukam b'yayim, it's apostle migdash, apostle mishka. That's, it seems, many achreinim ask this kasha. In Bukhayra, the pashtis from Rashi in Sukkah says a little, it's meisav a little bit. Rashi says in Sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash, Losed Lovoi, Bonoi, it's built, Meshuchlohu, Yigole, V'yovoi, Min HaShamayim. So, L'chayre, Rashi means to say that it's built already. We have a Fartik Beis HaMikdash. So, L'chayre, the B'yoyim Hakim Es HaMishkan is, if we are building it, so Memele, so that cannot come about at night. But if it's built completely, even though when it comes down, it's perhaps there's a binyan oil, we're taking an oil min hashamayim, but l'chayre, I mean, that's what Rashi seems to be saying, that there's no pasles of b'yayim hokim es ha-mishkan if it's a binyan b'day shamayim, if it's boni already. Rabbi Yerucham Pelo and his Pirish and Rav Sadi and the Sefer Mitzvos Rav Sadi Goin asks, he says, Binyan B'day Shamayim, he says the Mishkan was also a Binyan B'day Shamayim. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't put up the Mishkan. It was Nire. It looked like that, but Lamaise, it was Maise Nisim. So then it was also binyan b'dei shemayim. Afal pikein, it was b'yayim hakim es hamishkan. Basically, it could be there, but there there was taka a binyan. That means it was put together on this world. They put up the kroshim. So it was ayyidei shemayim, but it was put up on this world. Rashi seems to be saying that, Rashi in Sukkah says, bonu yimishuchlohu. It is built already. There's no need to build it anymore. So just to transport it here, the transport, the Beis Hamikdash, and milamayla lamato, it would seem Rashi seems to hold that that doesn't fall into the category of in bayin es Hamikdash balayla. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rav Yehuda Omra. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak wants to say another teretz. Napshat is that it's also kol ayoyim because of a gzeire shem yebona beis hamikdash, we have the good kash shem yebona beis hamikdash, so let's only ask it till chatzais. No, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rav Yehuda that meiker hadin calls man, there's no beis hamikdash, one is also titchodesh a whole day. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ad etzem hayoyim azeh ad itzumei shal yoyim till the day passes, uksava ad va'ad bechlal." But Rabbi Yehuda Mezaki holds ad va'ad bechlal. So memele meiker adin, one is not permitted to eat chodosh till yoyim tezayin passes. Like the Gemara umisava lo kevosei. Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? But miflik poli yalei. He's zicha chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. This nam, mishachore beis hamikdash, shiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyeyim aneif kula yosa. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi min ha-teira hu wasa. Rabbi Yehuda asked on the din, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have to make a takone? Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that what that it is also, but I mean a Torah also. Derseiv ad etzem ayoyim hazeh. So we see klal that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yehuda are two different shittas. So the Gemara answers no. Hosam Rabbi Yehuda hu dekotoi. Rabbi Yehuda, that's like it. Rabbi Yehuda asked a kasha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Rabbi Yehuda made a tois. He used of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midarabona koma, he held Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, only held it also midarabona. So he asked, why did he say it's also midarabona on minatayr it's also? Veloyi, but it's taken not true, midaraisa koma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that said, that yoyim hanev kulei also means after chuban abayis, that we don't have a base of mikdash, so it only becomes, chodesh only becomes mutter after the day passes. Frag the Gemara if it's also min ha-teire vo hiskin ktoni. It says hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So how could you say it's a deraisa? My hiskin dorash ve hiskin. He darshened that azay dav zayin. But it's a drash, it's not a takone. Let us see what Rashi says. Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Omra Doma Min HaTorah Osa Kol HaYoyim Bizman HaZeh Tekosova Ad Vaad Bechlal. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Garsinen Loi Garsinen Oma Loi Rabbi Yehuda Shrele Ra'ohu Miyomov. Rabbi Yehuda Neves Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zakkai. Avo Tomo B'doiroi he wondered Al Takonis Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zakkai V'oma Ma Chidush Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zakkai. Voloi min ha-teira osa, sas min ha-teira tit chodosh. Bidrabona kama klaima, hu bo ligzer olo, mishimu utam dolel, shama yibone. Dorash vehiskim, dorash lahem ha-mikro, vehisken she yinagu isa, lefi shaad achshob, o yoheta bedovo, kozman de beis ha-mikdosh was kayim, so it was mutter to eat chodosh till after the Akrovas HaOmer. His dorash v'hiskin izl v'shadach v'yeheta v'dova m'shekov HaOmer sh'Omer mata. I just thought perhaps what we mentioned before that we asked Apsakasha that how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be misaken that lulav is nitin b'migdash shiva? L'chayre, that's a shayla b'al taisif. He's meisif other days for netilas lulav. So we mentioned that Eitzim Afal Shetama brings down from someone that the whole reason there's no b'al taisif is because the Pasuk says that one should make Zeichel a Mikdash. See any Deirish ain't law, so Miklal the boy Drishim. So, Ebezoi, it could be that Hiskin, like this is a Bissel Modne. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has two translations. When we're speaking about, the first halach elulav nitl b'mikdash shive, so that's a takana the rabban Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The second halach the yayim aneif kula yosa, that's hiskin v'dorash, the Gemara says. So it's very modern that the hiskin has two different translations. But according to this mahalach, that b'emesin there's a problem of Baal Taisif. And the whole reason there's no Baal Taisif is because of this drash of Tzin Hi Deirish Ein Lo Mechlal Deboi Drishe. So then could be that the Hiskin V'dorash Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is going on both. Fakert. Both of these halachas came out through Adroshe. The second halach is Adroshe that after Chulben Abayis, Chodosh is also the whole day. And the first halach is that after Chuban Abayis, there's a din that one has to make Zeichel HaMikdash. So Mamele, there's no Issa of Baal Taisif. So it could be both are Hiskin V'dorash. That means the Takone, this new Anhoge, came about through a Droshe. Dorash V'Hiskin. Zogt de Mishne weiter. Berishoyne hoyu mekablim eides achoydish kol ayoyim. In the beginning, they were mekabel eides achoydish kol ayoyim. Whenever the eides achoydish came, they were mekabel them. Pam achas nishtal ho eidim milovoy. The eidim came late. Veniskalkulu alevim bishir. The kilkul occurred in the shiras alevim. So Yiskinu, so when this occurred, Vaistai still now a kilkul never occurred. As soon as this kilkul occurred, Yiskinu shiloyu mekablim elo ad haminch. So they made a takone that they're only going to mekabel eidim till man minche. Bimbo eidim min haminche ulamailo, if eidim came later, they weren't mekabel them. Fakelta be mekabel them tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. What is the din? Is Noigin, they made Elamuba, is Noigin Oisei Ayoim Kodesh. So they said that even though today is not Rosh Hashanah, but since they were Noig Kedusha in this day, till this Man Mincha, because they were afraid Eidim might come today and they'll be Mekadesh the Kodesh today. So noyigim oisei hayoyim kodesh. So the yom lamed be'elul is they're goymel the day be'kedusha. It's also be'melacha a whole day ulamacha kodesh. And yom lamed aleph is also kodesh. Ishechora beis hamigdosh hiskin. So the whole need of this takana was because if the Eidim, the Bezin will be mekabel the Eidim the whole day, there can come about a kilkul in the Shire. Mishechora veis hamigdosh. So now there's no shash kilkul anymore. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shemekabel eidus achidish kol hayoyim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that shemekabel eidus achidish kol hayoyim. Maxime, we see from this Mishnah, L'chayre, one could ask, why is it necessary to make a new takone? If the whole takone, she'ein mekablim, eidis elamin aminchel amayla, is because of the kilkul alaviyim bishir, that's the whole takone, so fashteitzer. If the reason becomes bottle, so the takone becomes bottle.
So now that the Beis Hamikdash became Choriv, so there's no legitimate reason why we shouldn't be Mekabel Eidim Min HaMincha L'mayla. Why do you need a new Takonim? So L'chayre, Pshat in the Mishnah is, the Gemara says in Beye, Dover Shebeminyin Tzorech Minyin Achel Atirei. That if there was a takana already, there was a takana, so now even though the reason of the takana becomes bottle, but the takana doesn't become bottle, you need now a new yeshiva's bezdin to be mevatel the previous takana. So that's what the Mishnah says, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, shemekab leidus achaydish kol hayom. Verishayin mekab leidus achaydish, halavim b'shir, zekrashi b'gmorim meforish. Noyagim oisoy hayoyim koidish. If the Edom came in a mincha l'mayla, b'Rosh Hashanah koi. It is speaking about Rosh Hashanah. The mishechoshcho leili esrim v'tisha. Because as soon as it became night after the 29th day of Elul, nogu boy koidish. So as soon as it became night, oir l'yoyim lamed, the Klal Yisrael was Noya Kodesh. Shema Yavoyu Eidim Mocha V'yikachu Bezdin. Maybe Eidim will come tomorrow and Bezdin will be Mekadesh Chosh Hashanah. V'nimtza Shalayla Azeh Lel Yontavu. So they didn't do Meloche Oyel Yom Lamed because maybe it's going to be Chosh Hashanah. V'chein Lemocha Kol Yom Adamincha. They didn't do Meloche. Maybe Eidim are going to come today. Vimbo Eidim Koidim Amincha, and if Eidim Taka did come today, Bezin Mekachin as a Chodesh, Vinoida Sheyof and Nogu by Chodesh, so they did the correct anhoge, that they didn't do Melocha the whole day. The Emin Amincha Lamaila Bo, but what is if the Eidim came after Mincha? Ava Bishem Bezin Mekabu Noison. Lekachoy Ayoim Bezdin will not be if Bezdin's not Mekabel, then some Mela today will not become Rosh Hashanah. V'yabru eselu v'yikachu elamocho afal pikein. So lechayre meiker adin, the whole Issa Melachis was maybe Eidim will come and Bezdin will be Mekabel to Eidim. But after this man Mincha that we know klo, that Bezdin will not be Mekabel the Eidim, so Lachayra Mika Din now Melacha should be Mutem. Afal Pikein Doimrim Oisoi Bekdushe V'Oso B'Melacha. Afal Pikein V'Goymer this day Bekdushe V'Oso B'Melacha Dilme Osi L'Zilzuli Bei L'Shona Habo. Because if Klal Yisrael will be permitted to do Melacha the rest of the day, so there'll be mizalzel the next year. V'yasa by melacha kol hayom. V'yomru ishtaki nagnu by kodesh chini. Remember what happened last year? We were nizda the whole day. Min ha-mincha l'mayla chazalnu v'dagnu by chayl. So in order to prevent such a kilku, so noigim oisei hayom kodesh ulemocha kodesh. Zok the Gemara. Ma kilku kilkulu aleviim b'shir. What was the kilku? Nishtau ha'edim milavoi, the Edim came late, and the Levium were miskalkul b'shir. What was the kilkul? Hoche ta'gimu shaloi amru shire kol ikir. In Babel they said pshat, that the kilkul was, that they did not say shir whatsoever. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know, are Edim going to still come? So in Mele, you have to say a shir, Shel Yontif. If Edom won't come, you say Ashir Shel Chayil. So they didn't say, not knowing what to do, they didn't say anything. That's how they learned Pshat in the Mishnah in Bavel. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Sha'omru Shiro Shel Chayil in Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Rabbi Zeira says, they did say Shira. Fakir, they saw Edom didn't come. They said Shira Shel Chayil in Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. They said Ashir Shel Chayil. And that was and later Edom did come. It comes out, they were in the Skalkul Bashir, they said Ashira Shal Chayil, and they should have said Ashira Shal Rosh Hashanah. Omar loy Rabbi Zeira la'ava brei. So Rabbi Zeira told his son Ave, these B'nai Bovel, who say Pshat in the Mishnah that the Kilka was, they didn't say any Shir whatsoever, Poik, go out to them, and Toni Lu, tell them over this Bereise. The Bereise says, Hiskinu,
made a takonish lo yimekablim edis achaydish. That Bezlin should not be mekabal edis achaydish, elo kedei sheyeshus bayoyim, that there should be sufficient time, lahakriv tmidim umusofim v'niskeyim v'loimar shiro sheloi b'shibush. That you can only be mekabal edim if there will be time that they will say shiro sheloi b'shibush. Because before this takona, shiro was said b'shibush. So that was the takona to prevent this, there won't be such a thing again. Yamrit b'shloima omur shira d'chayil. If you'll say that the kilkul was that they said shira d'chayil, they saw the Eidim not coming, they said shira d'chayil ayin adik a shibush. So that's called there was a shibush. The wrong shira was said. So that was the takona. El yamrit le omur klal. But if you'll tell me, they Bechlal did not say Shire, my Shibush Ika. And for the Gemara, given the lay, Omer, Klal, Ein Lecha Shibush, God will meet them. The not saying is the greatest Shibush. The Loshen of the Brais of Eloima, Shira, Shaloi, Bishibush. It's unclear as to how, that before they didn't say Shira at all. Eloima, Shira, Shaloi, Bishibush. Let us see what Rashi says. My kilkul kilkul avim, legasina tana rabban. Hachit agina bebovel. Shloi omru shire kol ikra. In Bovel they said they didn't say shire at all, but tomid shal bein arbay. Lefi shloi yodu ma shir yoimru. They did not know what shir to say. What did it study as topic? Shema oid soif Eidim lo vehayayim. Maybe Eidim will still come today. And if Eidim will come today, we're up to the Tomit shal bein abayim v'shir shal yontav yeshloima. So then you say the shir shal yontav. Oy lo yavoyu, but maybe Eidim won't come. V'nimtza shu chayl. So then it's chayl. So memeila that you don't say the shir shal yontav, you say the shir shal chayl. So they didn't know what to say. Abu betomit shol shacha ain't sofik. By the tomit shol shacha, there's no sofik whatsoever. Shemitoich sheberoi vashonim ain eidim boim kaidim tomit shol shacha. Most of the years, the eidim did not come before the tomit shol shacha. V'sofik yiskadish yem sofik lo yiskadish. All the time we have the sofik is loitiknu shir shel yontev shaches bereish shone kedetoni lekama. So they never were misakin a shir. The misaknei a shir never were misakin a shir shel yontev for the tomid shel shach kedetoni lekamon tomid shel reish shone shaches korev kilchose, like every day. There was no shinuyim. So the tomid shel shach, that was the takone. Since most of the years there wasn't a biro that today's Rosh Hashanah, so the takana was you say a shir shal chayl. Avol the tamid shal bein abayim tiknu shir shal yonte. But by the tamid shal bein abayim the takana was that if it is yonte, you say a shir shal yonte of shekvar bo edim. Most of the times edim came before that kovas tamid shal bein abayim. Lefichach oy say shanah shenishtar lo. So now the halacha was if today's yontiv, you have to say Ashir shal yontiv. Maybe today's not yontiv. Is lo yodu ma yomru. So they didn't know what to say. So the Nebov says they didn't know what to say. So they didn't say anything. Poik toni lu, Rab Zeira told Ave's son, teach the Nebov lo yomrum le omru shira kolika, Shono lem bereis zu shemimenu yilmedu shomru shiro shir shalchel. Zogt gemore weiter. Mosiv rav ache bahune. Rav ache bahune is the kash. And the Bnei Bovel that said that they didn't say shir at all. We learned the bereis as follows. Tomid shel roish ashone shachit. The Tomid shel Rosh Hashanah Shachis Korev Kilchosu. Shachis was like Avochedike day. He said the Shir Shol Chol.
B'musif mahu oimer, what was the shira of musif? It means, if we found out that it's Rosh Hashanah, Haninu lelekim ozeinu horiyu lelekei yakev. That's minyona di yoimer, it's a yoim truati yolachem, so he said the shir horiyu lelekei yakev. B'minche mahu oimer, what was the shira of the Tomid shal bein abayim? Kel Hashem yochil midbar, which is going on the shayfer shamatan teire. That was the shir of the Tomid shal bein abayim. That is a normal weekday. Shachris was a shira shel choyl, and the musaf and the Tomid shal bein abayim was a shira shel yontif. Bizman shechal Rosh Hashanah liyeis b'chamishi b'shabes. But what happened when Rosh Hashanah was chal b'chamishi b'shabes? That means that we knew from before they were makrib the Tomid shel Shachar. We knew that today is Rosh Hashanah. The Edom came early. Shashira shaloi haninu lelekim uzeinu. The shir of Yom Chamishi is haninu lelekim uzeinu. Arilu lekayake. Now, this is a problem. We just said before, Rosh Hashanah, the shir of Musaf was this shir. Arilu lekayake. Now, if Thursday is Rosh Hashanah, they did not want that the shir of the Tomid shel Shachar and the shir of the Musaf should be the same. Is therefore loyhoya oimer b'shaches haninu. Therefore, if we knew by Shaches that today is Rosh Hashanah, Edom came already, and we knew by Shaches that by Musaf we're going to say this posik hariyu lelekei yakei. Is lehoyoima b'shaches haninu? Then he didn't say haninu by shaches. Neshechayzer v'koyfulas aper, because then he'll repeat the capital by Musaf again. Elomahu oimer hasiroisi misayvo shichmei. He said a different pasuk in the same capital, hasiroisi misayvo shichmei, which is also going on Rosh Hashanah. So they wouldn't have to repeat the same shire of Musaf that was already said for by the Tomid shel Shachar. V'imbo edim achar Tomid shel Shachar. What is if it's on a Thursday? And the edim came after the Tomid shel Shachar. So when they were makrib the Tomid shel Shachar, they did not know what's going to be today. If today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, so you don't say Haninu, you say Asi Raisi. If today's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, then you say Haninu. So the Baraisa says, Limbo Edim Achar Tomid Shal Shachar, Oimer Haninu, by Musaf you say Haninu, Afal Pisha Chayzer V'Koyfel HaSaperik, even though by saying Haninu by Musaf, you are repeating the Shira which was already said by Shachas. So now we have here a live case in the Beraise, that tells us what they did when they had a suffix. That means we know if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, if we will know before the Shir of the Tomid shel Shachar, we'll know that today is Rosh Hashanah, we will not say Hanin, we'll say Hasiraisi. Aval Pikein, if we don't know, so the Beraise says you say Haninu, which is the Shir Shel Choyl, and later, if we find out that today's Rosh Hashanah, so you repeat Haninu, you say it by Musaf also. So we see klar from this Beraise, if you don't know if today is Choyl, and the Shir is Haninu, if today is Yontif, and the Shir is Hasiraisi, you say Haninu, as I weiss the Chois. So you say the Shira Shel Choyl, that's like Rab Zeire, not like the what the Bnei Bobel held. So the Gemara says, "Iamrit b'shloime." So if you'll say like Rab Zeire, "Kol heicha de mistavke amrin in Shira de Choyl." If you don't know, you say Shira de Choyl. Hainu de koma oimrei v'koyfloi. So it's good what the Baraisa says. They did not know that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So they said Haninu because that's the Shir Shel Choyl.
So later they find out it's Rosh Hashanah, they repeat themselves. So it's good. Eli amrit le'omer klal. But if you'll say that if we don't know when Rosh, if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah or not, you don't say it because you don't know what Shira to say. My, every Thursday that fell out on a potential Rosh Hashanah, they didn't say anything. Eli amrit le'omer klal. My oimroi v'koyfle. So what is pshat in the Beraisa? That if they found out that today's Rosh Hashanah, they repeated Haninu. So it seems they said Haninu by the Tomit Shel Shachar. And for the Gemara, Shani Osom, the Shire, the Yoimehi. Let us see what Rashi says. Korev Kilchose. The Tomit Shel Shachar's Korev Kilchose, Imrim Ha'alevim Al Nisachov. Bishas the nisach hayayin shir shel chol kemishpat hayayim kemayshan ushayim nim b'mesaches tamid ashir shel yimayim b'beis hamikdash pei marish. What did they say on Thursday? So the by the musaf they said aninu l'kim ozeinu riyul l'kayake b'chol amizmer b'hu shir. This was the musaf every Rosh Hashanah. V'chol ha-mizmer, v'hu shir, shol chamishi, b'shabes, b'shachis, b'chir. V'im remoi, se almus v'rei sheshonu, v'ishu yayim trua, because it's a yayim trua. Riu lele kayaket. What did I say by the Tomit, shol ben abayim v'rei sheshonu, ke lo shem yochol midbog, te laaskir v'rei sheshonu schus, keil shoifrei, shol matn teire, v'imchal v'rei sheshonu, b'chamishi, b'shabes. Ubo Eidim koidim Tomit Shol Shachar. Eidim came before the Tomit Shol Shachar. So they knew already that today's Rosh Hashanah. Yoimrim Shachar Shir Shol Choyl Tahayno Haninu. Because we may Shechoyse V'Koyflish Nir B'Musav. You'll say Haninu, you have to repeat the same Shir by Musav. HaPeirik HaMizmoyer. So what do they say? By Shachar Shas Reis Misevel Shichmoy. Bishun Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yoyse V'Beis Asurim. In bo eidim b'chmishi b'shabes acha tomit shol shachar. Eidim came b'chmishi b'shabes after the tomit shol shachar. The rishah shir shol tomit lo yoidim yizkadish hayoyim. V'yesh loy ma'asir ha'isi. Oishem b'choylu v'shir ha'aninu. Is yoyim ru ha'aninu misofik. So the Braise says you say ha'aninu misofik. And v'yarzu v'yoyim ra'isi b'musif. And imtsi shekaflu. You'll repeat it again. Af al pi shapeirik shaloi, oim rei v'koif, av al pi shaparshu shamish mazeh te'amura kvul ayayim. Even though it will be repeated twice, you still say, aninu by shachis, by the tamid shal shachar, and you say, aninu by musim. So the gemara answered, shani osam de shira de yayimu, de lo ilam kolecha de mistafke mils, I'll tell you like this. Whenever there's a sofik going b'mincha, the yayim koidish, leishach lamayim edachayil. If today's Rosh Hashanah, you can't say shir shel chayil. V'yu chayil, leishach lamayim edachayidish. There's lehm reading cloud, that's back in the cloud. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything. The hocha hainu taime, the oma shir edachayil. But over here by the tomit shel shacha, if we didn't know if it's going to be Yontef or not, we said Ashir Dechel, Bachmi Shidish V'Shabes, Yishire D'Yoimehu, because this is Shire D'Yoimehu, Shir Oroi Li'Omer Hayoimu. This is a Shir which could be said today. Ba'afilu b'roish ha'shone nemer eshir es'achil b'chol t'midei ha'shachar. Afilu it is roish ha'shone, you also say the shir es'achil b'chol t'midei ha'shachar. This is not similar to the Tomit Shel Bein Abayim. The Tomit Shel Bein Abayim, you can't say eshir es'achil. But here, afilu it is roish ha'shone, you could also say the shir of Haninu. Hello, b'chamishi b'sh, some mele, so l'chayim amanush. If it's chayil, you say halninu. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you also say halninu. Hello, b'chamishi b'shabes, ayim achasnamai. So that's the girsa of the Rishash. But if we knew it was Rosh Hashanah, then we were machasnamai, so
We did not say from Haninu, we said from Asiraisi, Mishum Kvela. So that was, so Be'etzem, this is a shiur that belongs, that should be said today. Now, if we would know it's Rosh Hashanah, we wouldn't say, not because it's a Pastach Nisht, no, Mishum Kvela. Ilkaki Mistavkelon, Mishum Sofik, if we have a Sofik, should we say it, shouldn't we say it? Mishum Sofik Kvela, Lema Vatlina, Shir Shal Tomit. There we're not Mevatel, the Shir Shal Tomit.
Let us see Taisvis. V'niskalkulu ha-leviyim b'shir, b'tomit shal bein ha-abayim, k'demeforesh b'gmor. The kilku wasn't the tomit shal bein ha-abayim. Avo b'tomit shal shachalei tiknu, shir shal yontvik, the beresh b'kuntres. The tomit shal shachar, if I don't know what the day is, they weren't mesaken a shir shal yontvik. V'she b'roif shonam en eidem boim k'idem tomit shal shachar, Savik is Kaddish, Shem Savik lo is Kaddish. So that was the takone, that in Rosh Hashanah you say Ashir Shal Chol by the Tomit Shal Shachar. But the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim already, the takone was, if it is Yontav, you should say Ashir Shal Yontav. V'im Toima, Amai Loi Choshev Kilkul Shal Musaf. Why does the Mishnah bring down the Kilkul was, like the word they did not say the correct Shir, or they didn't say Shir at all? It was a bigger kilka. They weren't makim the kol b'musaf. Shlei krivu musaf shel Rosh Chodesh. They were not makriv the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It says they were makriv the tomit. And they did not know what shir to say. A shir shel chol, a shir shel yonte. They were makriv the tomit. After they were makriv the tomit, they did not know yet if it was going to be yonte or not. But after they were makriv the tomit, they can't be makriv a kol b'musaf anymore. Sha'acha tomid yinichayim lakriva, kidadashin and alea hashleim, beperik tomid nishchat, that alea hashleim kol hakolbonis kulam, all the kolbonis have to be nikrat after the tomid shal shachar. Is memele, so the, if they were makrib the tomid, they couldn't bring a musaf anymore. So lechayred, the kilk, there was a kilkul and akrov is a musaf. V'chi teime de malo meilin b'roishe shal mizbeach. So they says, maybe there's no problem about the musaf. They were makriv the tomit. Now, if Edom come later and say that today's Rosh Hashanah, they're going to shech the musaf. There's no problem in shchite after the tomit shal bein abayim. The problem is, you're not permitted to be makter the hikter oleo chelvei ashlelmim, that the haktore should be after the tomit shel shach. All the haktores, oleo hashlem kolokobnes kulam, that you should be, the haktores of all the kolbones have to be before the tomit shel bein abayim. You can't make haktore on a kolben that was geshochten after the tomit shel bein abayim, you can't make haktore afterwards. But this is haktore, not shchite. Is v'chi taimes, so Taisu says, it could be as follows. The malo meilem b'roishi shom izbeach. They shechted the musaf after the tomit shel bein abayim. And the eivorim of the musaf, they put on roishi shom izbeach. So what's the mile of putting it on the roishi shom izbeach? So it won't become possible in it. The olea hashlom lo yishayich ela baktora. The iser of hashlom is you're not permitted to be makter a kolben after the tomit shel bein abayim. Vein makter ad mocho, so you won't be makter till tomorrow. So memele, so it could be there was no problem of the musaf when they were makter of the tomit, and then Edom came and said today's Rosh Chodesh, so they shechted the musaf. They were male and they were on the Mizbeah, so there's no psul lina, we'll see soon. And they were makter it tomorrow. So Taisvis, that teretz is not a poshta teretz. And nichol aman diyom, apeg Mizbeah mekadish, ain lina me elas bereish shal Mizbeah. There's no psul lina if they were on the reish shal Mizbeah. That's a very good teretz. So my male, there's no problem with the musaf. They'll shecht it after the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim, they'll put the Yevorim on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and they'll be makter tomorrow, after the Tomit Shal Shachar.
But according to Man Yomer, it says that there's Lina for the Bereshit Shal Mizbech, Mikol HaMeim. So L'chayrem, they had no Eitzes, so they weren't Makrib the Musaf. So why didn't the Mishnah mention this Kilkul, that they were not Makrib the Musaf? V'chitayim is a Taisis Dikrivo Kebes Echad Al Tanai. They took a Kebes and Makrib it on Tanai, and they said as follows, Dim Yavoyu Eidim Yehei Musaf. If Edim will come, then this should be the Musaf. Then today's Rosh Hashanah, and this should be the Musaf. Vim lo yavoyu Edim, yehei tamid. And if Edim won't come, this will be the tamid. Dim kain, v'amai kilkulu b'tamid. The Rabbi Zaira said they were mekalkul the shir with the tamid. My kilkulu b'tamid. The im yishum da yusvurim shelo yavoyu edim. If they were under the impression that edim won't come, va'amru shir shelchol, they said a shir shelchol, that's Rab Zeira says pshat, zeh akilkul, so what happened? They took a keves and they made a tanai. If the edim are going to come, this is a musaf. Edim are not going to come, this is the Tumid. Then Lamais, according to Rab Zeira, they said Ashir Shel Choyl. They said Ashir Shel Choyl, and they thought this was the Tumid. Later what happened, Edim did come. So it wasn't the Tumid, it was the Musaf. So Lamais said the Kilkul was not in the Shir Shel Tumid, the Kilkul wasn't the Shir Shel Musaf. But Zakilkul I hoye b'Tumid, ala b'Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh. Sha'amru olav shir shel tamid shel chayl, but the kilka was not in the tamid, the kilka was in the busit. Oy, lamanda omar, shlei amru shira kolike, according to the manda yomar, they didn't say any shir. Aino lapish oyim amtinim, kol shor vishor, they were waiting. Shemadayin yavoy eidem, lo yoydem ashir yoymu. Vahash de imbo eidem, but if Edim had come, lo yhoy lem shus, b'yoyim lo yimashir. Yes, they were waiting, didn't do anything. Im kena dainis kalku yoysa b'shal kabona shalai kovu. That means, if they were waiting, didn't know what to do, they didn't have, when the Edim came, they didn't have time to do anything. So al koponim, they did not know, they were makrivana tonight. There were makriv on the tnai. So the tnai was that if today's Rosh Hashanah, this will be the musaf. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting. The Edim came the last minute, so this became the musaf of the Rosh Chodesh. So you still have the Tom Mitchell Ben Abayim that wasn't Nikra. I don't know, it doesn't speak about the musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah also. Mi yu ev shaloi ma'al, that's me be better shaloi bo. Could be pshat in the Mishnah was, the kilku was, that they did not come. Lefikach le'ayilam kilkul elo b'shir. Could be that according to the Bnei Bavel, the kilkul was that the Maisa Edim did not come. They were waiting. They didn't know what to do. And the Maisa, they waited till no Edim came. So what was the kilkul? So the Maisa, the keves that they were makriv was taker the tomit, because it wasn't yontiv. The keves they were makriv was the tomit, but there was no shir that was said. So that pshat was a kilkul in the tomit. V'yesh loyma, that was only kilkul. There was no reason to bring a musaf because taker wasn't Rosh Hashanah. So akaponim, so that Taisvis kasha. V'yesh loyma, so Taisvis says as follows. The acher hatomid yochel lahakriv musaf shel Rosh Chodesh. Taisus whole kasha was, why didn't the Mishnah speak about the kilkul? They did not bring the musaf. So Taisus, because there's no kilkul. You can bring the musaf after the tomid. Aye, there's an isel to bring any kolman after the tomid. Bishim da'osi esed derabim, bedochi esed deshlomim. The musaf is an esed derabim. The Esa of Ashlom is an Esa de Yochid. The coin is not permitted to be makter after the Tomid shall be Nabayim. So also Esa de Rabim, but doch Esa de Ashlom. Because the Marine Pek Ashileyach, Kabi Shicha, Avdoi, Vishlime, Lasore, Mitzvah de Rabim, Shani. Rabbi Lezer was Meshacha, Tovi, Avdoi. He needed a minion for Parsha Zocher. So Lemaise, so he was Meshacha him.
The Gemara says, Eider is an Eser Lele Mem Tabo Eidu, Eser the Rabbim Shani. So we see, an Eser the Rabbim is Doiche and Eser the Yochid. Gabi Eser the Shlomo, Amrini Nami Perek Tomid Nishrat, Shenitcha Mikamei Eser the Pesach, Sheyesh by Koros. The Gemara says, if a person was a Mechusa Kippurim, and he did not bring his korban after the Tomid Shal Bein Arbaim, so the Kahanim will be makrif his korban in order to enable him to bring the korban Pesach, because this is an Eser Sheyesh by Koros. V'peirik Shiluach HaKar Nami Amrinin, the Eser the Mitzayre, Doiche Eser the Shiluach Mishum Sholim Ben Ish Leishtoi. There's an essa of shalach to shalach esaim, shiluach hakam, and if a person would need this oif for the tzipayre mitzayre, without an extra ribi, I would think that this essa is doiche the essa of shalach to shalach, mishum shalom ben ish leishtoi. Umiyu, yesh letmoya, amayin is kalkul b'shir. Why was there, Sephardic, so Taisha says there was no kilkul in the Musaf, because they can be makir the Musaf after the Tomit. Osa esed the Rabbim, osa esed the Dochi, esed the Yochid. Umiyu, yesh litmoya, amayin is kalkul ubishir. Why was the bechlal a kilkul bishir? Valoi bishas nesochim o yashir. The shir is bishas nesochim, kedemrinim bechol ducht, aynei mashir alala yayin, bisapeg shayne di elchim. So who tells them to be makib the nesachim of the Talmud right away? He can bring the nesachim later at night. He can bring the nesachim the next day. Kedisa b'akoy medzuta. The mevi odom zivchay hayoyim. The niskoy mikan v'adasori yom. He can bring the nesachim later. But based the temure min chosom v'niskayim. Afilu b'layla. Min chosom v'niskayim ad lemocho. Period. So my male effects are toisvis, and they said the shire b'shas nisach hayayim. So forkel, let them bring the nesachim at night or tomorrow morning, and they'll know what the correct shire to say. V'nirli d'chad kali yesh lovi nesachim im azevach. D'imei vi balayla in yochaloy mashire. You can't say shire with nesachim that's both balayla. Gino vini pek sheini derchin, makapora b'yayim, af shire b'yayim. Period. So you can't say shire balayla. Ulamocha nami imei viyo, the Gemara clears a shaila if the nesachim which are brought the next day, if he can say shira. The boilo nesachim boim b'fnei atzma nesachim which were brought separately. That means the kolbim was nikrav the day before. Now they brought nesachim klay m'shevi kolbim tzibar ayoyim and nesachim l'mocho tunim shira yainim tunim shira v'leivshit. The Gemara wasn't poishit it. So memele, so there's no eitzah. So there wasn't an eitzah, wait for the nesachim tomorrow. Because if they bring the nesachim tomorrow, it could be won't be able to say shire. V'hoda omar ha-meyer hosom, the shir ma'akev ha-korben, haynu b'nesachim ha-boyim im ha-zevach. Shir is ma'akev the korben. Taisha says you can bring the nesachim tomorrow. Even though, that is, if the nesachim were brought with the korben, Shekitchoy, that's the gills of the Absim Chamides, Shekitchoy Bishashritas Hazeva, Bein Kraven Ella Beyoin. If the Nesachim were around Bishashritas HaKorban, then they were in his Kaddish, and you can't bring them to Manya, and then the Shir is Makim. And the Mrinipak Shendit is Mura. But Oison Tunin Shira. They need Shira.